And coming down, ooh, I had a blast. But you know what they say, the high will never last. But I believe that they all got it wrong. So sprinkle some more love right here where it belongs. Oh,
you guys ready? Here we go.
Who got the lighter? Let's spark the fire. Who got the lighter? Let's spark the fire.
What?
Who got the lighter?
Welcome back to another edition of The Bunker. I'm Willie B, and believe me, what you're about to hear is not endorsed by the radio station. This is all my opinions, things that I've read, saw, and heard along the way. I'd really like to get some of you all to call in or email me your story about survival. Any of your great stories involving some survival tactics. And also, if you've got any ideas for, you know, well, maybe making your special cook stove out in the wilderness, besides just a bunch of rocks and a stick. Throw me some ideas. We'll put it out on the air. So one of the things that one of my good friends is always talking about, Captain Q, is I used to always think that you had to have a good vehicle because, you know, they're always talking about this electromagnetic pulse. If that ever happens, you know, it's going to shut everything down. Your car's done. Anything that has a computer in it, computer chip in it, is done. It's fried. It's not going to be worth a tinker's ding. So I always wanted to get me a nice old Willie's Jeep, you know, one of the old Overlanders. Yeah, there's no electronics in there. Well, Andy brought up a good point. We're going to run out of gas. Plus, we live on an island, so where are you going to go? So, okay, that was a bad idea. And you see people always stocking up on, you know, gold. Yeah, let's stock up on gold. Let's get ready for the crisis. We'll have some gold. Well, what good is that going to do you? You need food. One of the better things you actually need is a weapon. Yeah, I know a lot of you out there aren't going to like the idea, but I'm not saying let's go out and get a bunch of AK-47s and arm ourselves. I'm saying you need a weapon to survive with. That means cooking, gathering food, and protecting yourself. Yes, definitely. But you don't need an AK-47. Just a nice 12-gauge shotgun will take care of all your needs. You might have to get a little bit closer. You won't be able to shoot something for, you know, 300 yards, but it'll do everything you need it to do. It's going to get you your food. It's going to protect you and scare people away. Because you ever look down the barrels of a double-barrel shotgun? Yeah, intimidating. So that's what you need. You need something that's going to help you go out and gather your food. Plus, a few good fishing poles always come in handy. And speaking of fishing, you really need to know where to fish. I got a buddy of mine that's supposed to call in here shortly, and we're going to talk to him, and he's supposed to tell us where one of his favorite halibut holes is. So stick around. This ought to be great stuff. Wait, there he is. Here he is. Hey, John, is that you?
Yeah. Willie?
So, hey, John, we was talking about that fishing spot that you was going to tell us about here on the radio.
Yeah, I was, but I started thinking about it, and, you know, I don't know if I can do it without, going there. I don't think I can tell you how to drive out there. I don't know.
But, John, you said you was going to hook us up. We talked about that halibut hole.
Yeah, well, the halibut hole is you leave Dog Bay and you make a left. You drink two beers.
John, we can't. Well, yeah, we can. Go ahead.
You sure? Because we also smoke a little weed on the way out there. Don't put that over the air because, I don't want the state troopers to find me. Okay, well, you make a left, and you drive for two beers, and then you make another left. And usually I go about, 14 knots and one joint, and you'll get to a spot where you'll stop. That's where I fish.
Can you be a little more specific?
There's an island and some white waves. And, you'll find it. I hope that helps.
Well, thanks, John. Hey, y'all, I'm sorry. I thought we actually had something there, but you know how the fishermen are around here. They don't really want to share any of their secrets, and neither does John.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in a light
lightning bugs are floating on a breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Of course, once you've caught those fish, you're going to want to do something with them. Now, this is trying times, remember, so you're not going to have the luxury of having your electric smoker out back so you can go out back and, you know, smoke it. If you're lucky and you've got a pressure cooker, well, then you can it, which is a great way to preserve it. It'll last a long time. One of my favorite ways to do it is make smoked salmon candy. But all it takes is, you know, some salmon, some kosher salt, a little brown sugar, and some maple syrup or burnt syrup or even, you know, molasses. Traditionally, it's cold smoked for several days. If you can do this, go for it. But whatever you smoke it in, you need to make sure to get the temperature up to 180 to 225 degrees for at least 3 hours, and up to 8 hours if you want to make it even harder and smokier. It'll get a lot of the moisture out of there, and it'll even last longer. The secret is moisture is what really kills things, so get it as dry as you possibly can. But, of course, if you know you're looking for the long haul, that it's going to be a long time before you can get to the store, I would can it. I would can up a whole bunch of salmon. I'm not sure what everybody else does, but for me, whenever I go out redding, I go out and get my reds, and I get them all filleted up and get them put in the freezer. And I take last year, whatever's left over from last year, I can it right then and there. It lasts even longer. And you can throw all kinds of seasonings in there. It's ready. It's just like tuna fish. I mean, the bones and everything are all gone. And once you pressure cook it, man, it's great. So consider, you know, getting a little bit of a canning operation going. And get ready for the apocalypse.
I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the kind of sun hasn't died. Deep in my bones, straight from inside.
So since doing this show, I've actually gone out and bought a few things. I actually bought me a radio. It's called the Voyager, and it's a solar power. It's also got a cool little handle on the side of it, multi-band radio, cell phone charger. I'm not sure what the heck that's going to do for me, but hey, power's there. And also it picks up the NOAA weather service, so should keep me informed of what's going on. Hopefully NOAA's still predicting the weather, but you always want some kind of communication. Another thing that I went and got was I actually got me a flint and steel, and man, that it's fun. I like doing it. I've already gone through a couple of the little pieces of char because I was like, wow, it really works, and it's quick. It is really, really super quick. The secret, though, is that char. Now, the char, what the char is, it's cotton. It's cotton that's been cooked. It's been cooked until it turns black. And then you cool it off, make sure it's nice and cool. We've talked about this before, but you get it all nice and cool and everything, and then you pull it out of your tin, and it's ready to go. And I've even made my own char and lit it up too. It's fun, it's cool, and it really is super fast. And I think it's something we all should have. You need just a little tin. You know those little tins for Altoids? Yeah, you get the Altoids at the supermarket there. Grab one of those, dump out all the Altoids. Okay, eat the Altoids, but anyway, save the tin. Poke a little hole in the top, take your cotton and put it in there, and then stick it on your stove and let it cook. Let it cook for about 20 minutes, and then let it cool real good, and there you go. You've got char. So I've actually got the char. I've actually got my tins. I've got the Voyager radio. I am ready to go.
Comprehensive worldwide news coverage is a big part of what your public radio station offers you, but here at KMXT, we also offer you in-depth local news. Whether it's dumpster-diving bears or soapbox-straddling local leaders, your public radio station covers it. Here's local fisherman Sean Docterman.
What I like about reporting is I like to get the best information the quickest, and so I can make a determination if I want to be involved in that issue, especially in issues around the community here. It's always nice to be able to listen to the city meetings and the Kodiak Island Borough meetings so you don't always have to attend. I mean, on a day like this, who wants to be at a meeting if you can be at home? You don't have to get a babysitter, and you can testify.
Support local reporting that matters to you. Support your local radio station, KMXT. Call now at 486-3181 or donate online at kmxt.org.
It's the right thing to do.
Well, just pass me a cold one, buddy, it's that time again. That neon sign says open, and I'm here with all my friends. So just keep them taps a-flowing, the first round's all on me. And as long as they keep pouring them, hey, we ain't gonna leave. Well, good God Almighty, there's a party in here. Lord of mercy, I'm thirsty, pass me a beer. Been working all day, about ready to play. I done called all my boys and they on their way. And we ain't going home till the sun come up. And if I'm too drunk to drive, I'd sleep in my truck. Won't be the first time, for sure not the last. Got my eye on that blind with a heart-shaped ass. She been looking at me since I walked through the door. My time for old Cole to twirl around the dance floor. See if she got a thing for them old cowboys who like to fight, raise hell, and make a lot of noise.
Well, just pass me a cold one, buddy, it's that time again. That neon sign says open, and I'm here with all my friends. So just keep them taps a-flowing, the first round's all on me. And as long as they keep pouring them, y'all, we ain't gonna leave.
Well, here's the situation, the blind wasn't cooking, but she came with a friend, it was just a good looking. So I eased on over with a bottle of Bud. Riding the ice, a little lady, what's up? Do you like country boys with a southern drawl? Who
fish hunting fights. So yes, ma'am, y'all is sold, and I might be just your type. If not, what the hell, darling, I won't tell. Now me and you can ease on out of here. My truck is out front, I got a cooler of beer, and I'd love to take you for a bite to eat. Waffle House still open right down the street. It's all on me, I got plenty of cash. I might fight a grizzly bear for a piece of that ass. As a matter of fact, run and get your friends. I'll round up the boys, we can make some noise.
Come on, pass me a cool one, buddy, it's that time again. That neon sign says open, and I'm here with all my friends. So just keep them taps a-flowing, the first round's all on me. And as long as they keep pouring them, y'all, we ain't gonna leave.
I put that in there for a reason. Yes, I did. A lot of you know I like my beer, and when the pox eclipse comes, it's going to be dry times for a lot of us. Unless, of course, you know how to brew your own brew. I used to have a neighbor that used to make a beverage that actually my wife liked. It was called mead. Mead is nothing more than honey and water. It's more along the wine side, and you can add fruits, spices, and such to it to give it some more flavor. And it's usually pretty potent stuff. And you know what? It's been around for a very long time. The ancient Greeks, Africans, Chinese, they all drank mead as far back as 3000 BCE. Now, like I said, mead is super easy to make, and it's kind of fun, and it's very good. And for all of us that do enjoy our beverage after dinner, here's the recipe. You're going to need some honey. You're going to need something to put it in, preferably glass, an airlock, a funnel, stock pot, a thermometer would be nice. You're going to need something to stir it with, preferably not wood, because wood is porous and can trap things in there, and a screen or some cheesecloth. So you're going to need some raw, unpasteurized honey. And we've actually got a bee farmer here on the island now, so she'd be a good person to buddy up to. And as for water during this crisis, you're going to need to distill your water. Spring or purified water is best distilled. Remember, boil it for 10 minutes. Anything over 10 minutes and you're just wasting water and energy. And you're going to need about a gallon of that water. And if you want to include some flavorings, well, you can put some berries, fruits, spices, whatever you got in there that, you know, might spice it up a bit. Some organic raisins, even tree bark. It's going to take about 3 to 4 months of it sitting in an airtight container. And you should have a really nice tasting brew in about that much time. Gonna take some patience. I know a lot of us ain't gonna have no patience like that. No beer? Man, hopefully Ben will still be around.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
Got my mind set on you.
But it's gonna take a month. It's gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time, to do it right, child. I got my mind set on you.
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 And this time I know it's real, the feeling that
During this time of social distancing, what better way to quiet the mind than to take a walk outside? While you're at it, you can grab a trash bag and clean up some litter. Did you know that nearly 80% of pollution in our marine environment comes from land? Next time you're headed out for some fresh air, support your personal and community well-being with cleaning up our public trails and beaches, keeping ourselves and our island a healthy place. This message is brought to you by the Kodiak Island Borough Solid Waste Advisory Board.
And hot off the press from Facebook, hey, there's a PSA out there. Just in case you happen to be a Canadian and you're not sure what social distancing distances really are, well, here's an example for you. 6 feet equals one moose length or 4.5 beavers. Hey, you're welcome, eh? Yeah, I know. I had some extra time I had to waste. Now, let's see what we had in there. At the beginning there, that was Gwen Stefani, and I just could not play the whole thing. That was Sparked a Fire. We also had Imagine Dragons with Radioactive. Chris Ledoux with Call of the Wild, George Harrison, Got My Mind Set on You, and Colt Ford with Jamie Johnson, Cold Beer. All right, about time for me to get on out of here. Hey, thanks for joining us for The Bunker. I'm Willie B. And what? Are you guys, come on, man. I gave you bull penis. You guys are terrible. What are you going to do when the world ends? No more bull penis for you. Uh-oh. I guess now maybe it's going to be something else. Whoa, that's not good.
Storm clouds are building above the timberline. Well, you don't the lightning's see flashing across the mountainside. The thunder's rolling down the canyons of his mind. Somewhere beyond the great divide. The bugle of the bull elk echoes through the pines.
The north wind moans her lonesome lullaby. He hungers for the freedom of an eagle as she glides somewhere beyond the great divide. He's heard the call of the wild. He's heard the call of the wild. The mountains calling to him like a mother calls her child. He's heard the call of the wild. Living in the city, for kids to be a grind. Putting in his hours, working overtime. Waiting for the day he can leave it all behind. To go somewhere beyond the great divide. He's got to get away from this city for a while. He's got to answer the call of the wild. Call of the wild. The mountains calling to him like a mother calls her child. He's heard the call of the wild. He's heard the call of the wild. He's heard the call.